Hey everybody, it's Libby here for the Rubberneckin' Podcast here at Graceland, Tennessee. And we are so excited to get started. We're gearing up for everything Elvis Week, and we can't wait. One of our most important events this week is the stamp ceremony. It's August 12th on the front lawn at 8 in the morning. And my guest today is Michelle Lewis Flowers. She's our Director of Human Resources, and she's been with us for 26 years, and we're so excited. And so we thought we'd grab her and get to talk about what happened, you know, so many years ago in 93 when it was the first stamp. So, did you work in a different department then?
I did. I started out in merchandise. So, I was in the retail area that time.
And so, we used to have a post office here on location for our fans who are listening and didn't know that. And so, you worked in that department on those days?
I did. We were unique in the fact that we had a contract postal station on property, which was a big deal for us during that time. And, you know, for the associates that worked in retail, it was a big deal to be able to be trained to work in the post office.
Yeah, that's so cool. So did you actually vote for a stamp?
I did. I voted for Young Elvis.
For Young Elvis. And everyone did. I think he won in a landslide. It was the Decision 92. I think more people voted in the stamp decision, the Elvis stamp decision, than voted for the presidential election that year.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
This was true.
Right. Everyone loves Elvis. Everyone cares about that. So what was it like? Did you worked on that day, that night at like 12:01 when you guys were issuing stamps. What was it like?
Pretty exciting. you know, I worked. I guess we were probably scheduled in about 10 o'clock that night to prepare. And I was fortunate enough to be able to sell the first stamp.
Oh, my gosh.
And worked with my best friend, and we were competing against each other to see, once the door opened, who was going to get the first first guest.
And I won. Cool. So. Oh, my gosh. So I feel like what it's going to be like now is Elvis fans meeting stamp collectors, two massive fandoms that we're so excited about, and they've met once before at that momentous occasion. So what do you expect it's going to be like in August?
You know, pretty much, you know, I'm anticipating the same. A little bit different because they've been there before, but, you know, you never would have thought he'd be on a second stamp. So,
yeah,
you know, that makes it that much more special.
Yeah.
So I just anticipate the same crowds that we had, the same excitement and enthusiasm. You know, a stamp collector, they're very particular about stamp collecting.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot those many years ago.
I'm learning too.
And Elvis fans are just the best.
Mm-hmm.
And everything Elvis. So it's going to be just as awesome as it was before.
Yeah. So how many people do you think will be there?
You know, I would say anywhere but to 1,000, 1,500.
Wow.
Where I'm just expecting a huge fan base,
yeah,
a huge group. You know, it's Elvis Week as well.
Yes.
So I think you're going to have our guests here for Elvis Week, as well as people coming in, you know, just to get a stamp too.
Yeah. Now, what do you remember most about that? Where some people came from far and wide. What did you have any interactions with people who weren't just from around the corner?
We did. You know, we get guests from all over the world. I remember the fun part about it for me was it was a 29-cent stamp. So when you get guests from all over the world, you know, there's a conversion rate. How much does it cost to send a postcard to Europe or to Canada?
Gosh.
So it was really fun working with the guests to say, okay, you need two Elvis stamps. So, you know, they'd buy two for their postcards plus, you know, extras to take home. I just remember everybody being excited. It was cold. It was a little bit wet, but it didn't stop them.
That's awesome.
It did not stop them.
And we just learned that you said it was a 29-cent stamp?
29-cent
stamp in 1993, and now the second Elvis stamp is a forever stamp. And we're super excited about that because the first forever stamp was in 2007. So as soon as we can, we want to make that a forever stamp. So we're so excited for Elvis Week 2015 to start. And the stamp ceremony will be August 12th at 8 in the morning, so hopefully it won't be too hot, and we're expecting a lot of awesome people out there. So grab your tickets and come on down to Memphis, and we'll love to see you at the King's Castle. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.